Amen. Good morning, guys. Welcome to Grace Community Bible Church. If you are a visitor with us, we extend you a special welcome. We'd love to get to know that you visited with us today. So if you could do us a favor, just fill out the form in the back of your bulletin, drop it in one of the boxes in the back. Let us know that you joined us this morning. If you are online, welcome as well. If you are a visitor online, just go to our website after the service. Go to insidegrace.org, click contact us, let us know that you are here. Let me say, by the way, I love the drip. Praise team. All right. You guys, they look so tropical. No. Okay. I didn't get the memo, so I would have worn my Hawaiian shirt if I knew. Maybe next week. All right. So, but with that being said, I love the look. It also reminds us kids, at least, that summer's about to be done. So sorry, kids. Parents are like, yes. But let's do a few quick announcements. Labor Day, we are having our church-wide potluck at the Gates home. Activities begin at 4, and then the meal starts at 5:30. Mark and Randy Bishop will be providing our musical entertainment that night. So bring a side dish and bring a friend. College and career class, so if you're in college or going into college, you do have a class that will be beginning on Sunday, August 25th. It will meet during the Sunday school hour in the rec building game room. I think you guys will actually be studying the Bible, though. I don't think you're just going to be playing pool. I don't think so, at least. Updating our church directory. This is the last week, actually, for you to send those updates. So fill out the form in the back of your bulletin. Drop it off in the back if there's some updates that you would like for us to put in there. And then, ladies, you guys have a fun night coming up. There's ping pong, pool, and pizza. That'll be in the rec building game room, and you guys will be playing games. All right? And that's at 5:30 on Friday, August 25th. Please RSVP to Lauren Wagner by emailing her with that email address on the bottom. If you guys are new here, or maybe you've been here a while, we have a treat this morning. Pastor Morris and Ida Ogenga were able to travel here and visit us from Uganda, so you guys will hear from them in a little bit. At this time, actually, I want to invite three of our students, and we're going to go through a little bit of a recap of our trip to Galveston. You guys can make your way up as I'm talking. All right, and if you guys didn't know, about a month ago now, we went to Galveston as a youth group, and we served the North Broadway community. If you don't know where the North Broadway community is, it is, if you're driving into Galveston Island on 45, it becomes Broadway. So before you start to go to the beaches to the right, if you keep driving between 32nd to about 50th, that is the neighborhood called North Broadway. It's a very rough neighborhood, one of the lowest income in the state. All right. And so from what I told them this morning, Domino's actually still does not deliver in that neighborhood. All right. We're safe, though. You know, the nice part is God protects us in ways when we're doing his service. And so, you know, we were there. I actually never felt like we were endangered in any way. But it's pretty cool to be able to serve that community. This is our second year going as a youth group. If you didn't know, we work with Galveston Urban Ministries. They are a ministry that we actually support as a church. All right. And so take a look at what they do. They try to empower the people in that community, try to help them overall, but also, you know, obviously in process of doing that, being able to share the gospel with them. So we have three people here, and we're also going to recap a little bit of VBS as well, because we at least two of them up here has also served in VBS. It's always great to be able to see our youth serving in many different ways. And so let's go ahead and get started with Colin. Colin's one of our seniors. He's actually going to A&M. I can't do that. I'm not an Aggie. I shouldn't do that. But Colin will start us off. Why is serving other people important to you, Colin?
If you guys can hear me, I think like for everybody, you know, you have like a rewarding feeling when you serve other people. And then like for me, I think one of my gifts of God, like, is service. So I think I'm like led to serve people in that sense.
Awesome. And do you think it helps you in maturing in your spiritual life?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like one of the things that we were taught there is that when you're there, you're not just serving other people, but you're serving God as well. So that's like a new perspective for me, is that I'm like serving God while I'm serving other people and like continuing his kingdom and everything.
Awesome. Michaela, what made you decide to come and serve at GUM other than that your dad's a youth pastor?
Well, there's that. And also, a couple years ago, I got to go, and that's when I first joined youth. And it was really awesome because I got to know a lot of people better. And I really felt like I was a part of the youth group instead of just like some new kid that was joining. And I wanted to give that feeling to the new kids that were moving up and coming to the trip. And also, I do remember at Galveston, the like organization there really does a great job of putting the people inside the community instead of just like, you're a visitor, talk to some kids, and then you leave. You actually make like real connections to the people in the neighborhood. And I really wanted to be able to feel that feeling again.
Awesome. Leia, what were some things you did in Galveston?
Most of the week I was doing yard work, like lawn mowing and stuff. I also deep cleaned the church, and yeah, that's what I did.
All right, and you also bake some cakes, right?
Yeah.
You're on the bake team. What about VBS? Because you helped out on VBS.
Yeah, I was a crew leader for the kindergarten and first grade, so we just took them throughout the day to the different activities they did, and we really got to know the kids because we were with them the whole day.
All right, so with the service that you did in both, do you feel like you made a difference?
Yeah, I do feel like it made a difference because with the service we did in Galveston, you could see the work we did because it was like lawn mowing, the grass was cut, you could see that the grass was cut. And like for VBS, you can see like how as the week progresses, the kids are more familiar with you and you're able to form a bond with them. And that also means like they trust you, so they trust what you say. And anything I said about Jesus, like they really trusted me and they would believe it to be true.
And by the way, guys, when she says cut the grass, it wasn't like us cutting our grass weekly. It was, the grass was up this high. All right. And so like it was, engine kept cutting off and her right arm got real strong that week. Colin, what was it like serving alongside other students in the youth group, especially being like a senior?
It was really fun. And I was able to make a lot of new like friendships, especially with the younger kids. I know, you know, when you think about it, the older kids kind of stick together or something, but I don't think that was the case at all when we went to Galveston. You know, everybody was like having fellowship and hanging out together. And for me, it was like a really great experience just to hang out with the younger kids and like get to know them better and form new friendships with them.
Awesome. And then Leo, what type of impact do you think you made for people in Galveston and North Broadway? So that kind of coincides with, do you think your work made a difference? And then consequently, on the flip side of that, also VBS.
Well, in Galveston, the layout was kind of like we did a service project in the morning and then went to street camp in the afternoon. So some of the kids I met the first day, I would see them the rest of the week, like throughout, like in the neighborhood or something like that. And they were so excited to see us because we were kind of ambassadors for the church because we were known as the church people over there. So that was the impact. We are creating a better... Well, the reputation for the church people are already good, but we're reinforcing that mostly. So that's kind of the impact I feel like we made.
Awesome. And what about at VBS?
Well, at VBS, it's just forming connections with the kids. And like I said before, they're trusting what I say about Jesus. And when they ask questions, and I'll answer them, they believe it to be true. And they're getting to know Christ more through me.
Absolutely. And the thing, by the way, we were called the church people because we did not blend into the neighborhood, just so you guys know. They know you're the church folk. Plus, we all dress like the same sometimes, wore the same shirt or something like that. And so the kids really understood the gravity of their representation and the things that they did. And quite honestly, like everything they did, not just the service, but also the attitudes that they carried, how they treated each other, was pretty big and pretty major for the community to be able to see. So that was a big thing, being the church people. And then we'll end with this. Michaela, what did you enjoy most about the missions trip? And serving at VBS?
So Leo kind of mentioned this. We did a street camp at Galveston. And the previous year that we went, the kids came to us in the gym. But now we were outside and we had to go get the kids in their apartments. And I think because we were really knocking on their doors and walking through where they live and the paths that they've walked like all their life, we really got to have a more personal connection with all these kids. And there was one girl especially that really like brightened my day and Vivian's day because we both shared her as our little buddy. Her name was Chelsea. And the first day, she really didn't want to talk to us. You could tell that she thought she was too cool to be there. She didn't really want to engage. But by the third day, she was running out of her apartment to greet us. And it was really heartwarming to see that. And I think because we all had like little buddies, the street camp meant a lot to everyone in youth. And I think they can speak for that too. And then with VBS, I was really only there for one of the days, but I loved being with the little kids because seeing them and how they engage with everyone else and like what they've learned in their little minds is like so cool to me.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for sharing. You guys are pretty good. That's the thing, guys. It's like, you know, sometimes when we think of youth, when we think of children, like some of you adults, not to call anyone out per se, but some of us adults, we kind of get scared, right? There's a little apprehension with serving them. And quite honestly, guys, it makes a huge difference in their lives. And one of the things that I know made a huge difference as well is that you guys prayed for us while we were out there. And we knew and we felt God's presence through your prayers in that. So even as, you know, we send teams even to Africa, everybody doesn't get to go. But everyone definitely can pray for that ministry as we're going. And so continue to pray for our students. A lot of them are starting school or have started school. Some of them are moving out to college. Pray for them as they are going out and being salt and light to the places around them. All right? So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll continue our worship this morning. Dear God, we come to you just thanking you, God, for the privilege that we have, as Leah said, to be called the church people. As we represent you to the world, I pray that you help us to never take that lightly, to always show to others your love, show to others the gospel through the way that we live and through the attitudes that we carry and the words that we say, God. And ultimately, Lord, help us to take advantage of the opportunities to share the gospel because they're there. Help us to be able to share the gospel and preach the word to those around us. I pray that you just be with us the rest of this morning as we go into your worship, as we go into your word. Allow us to glorify you in the things that we're doing as a church today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stand together and celebrate. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. What a glorious day that will be. One day when heaven is filled with his praises, and one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day.
psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. And we're here today to, with joy in our hearts, express the gratitude that we have that God Almighty sent his son that we might have everlasting life. And we're going to express that with joy in the house this morning. The God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds a victory. Yeah.
There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet.
Today, and we won't be quiet.
We
praise team, good morning. We have a special treat today. I will not be preaching. Instead, we will have Morris and Ida Oginga here. Now, I know that when you hear those names, for some of you, you have warm feelings because for 21 years, we have been connected with them in ministry in East Africa. But for some of you, you have no idea who they are. Let me just say that our church has been planting churches over there. We also started an orphanage there that we still support. There's a Bible college there that we are heavily involved in. And so these are people that we have ministered, partnered with for years and years, and we will for years to come. And so every year they come here and share with us about some things that are going on in their country and the ministry that's there. So I'm going to invite Morris and Ida to come up at this time. Please give them a hand.
Oh, yeah. I love whenever I see your faces, I'm happy. So I'm very grateful. Today, when I see some faces, also I know for me quite a long, long time. I want to bring for you greetings from East Africa. And that is Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. Whenever I stand here, I've stood at home. This is home, really. Because we have served with this church for 21 years in a row. We have worked together. I've enjoyed working with this church. I've worked with other churches, but we have had trouble. But Grace Community, may God continue blessing you people. For all 21 years, they remained in their words, they stood in their words, they kept on the commitment. So I've come back. I want to thank the pastor of the church. I want to thank the elders of this church. I want to thank the deacons. I want to thank the choir members who are singing here. Some are not there, but they are singing. The only thing they don't want us to dance. That is culture. There is no problem. But when they come there, I make them dance. We dance together. And I want to thank the whole congregation. Thank you so much for working with us and accepting us to serve the Lord together. When we first came here, from 1998, there were young girls here. I tell you, they are now married and have children. God is good. The encouragement I want to give them that they should not forget our vision. I call the young people and the young girls who are married, take those men and bring them that way. Tell them I went somewhere, I won't take you. So we are very, very thankful. Since we started working with this church, we have planted 130 churches. And all those churches are standing. They are continuing. The pastors are there. People are congregating. I really want to say thank you so much. I did not tell you my name. Some of you are new. I'm called Pastor Morris Ogenga, that's my name. And I want to tell you, God gave me a beautiful wife. You see, as we stand here, we have been married for 40 years now on the journey. And I thank God for that. From our youth, we have been together. We are in the race. And I thank God for that. Let me allow my loving wife to speak to you too. Thank you.
Hello. Yes, we bring greetings from Uganda, the Pearl of Africa. We call Uganda the Pearl of Africa because of the good weather we are having. And, you know, we always come here during winter. And my children used to ask me, how is America? And I used to tell them they live in a refrigerator. But now I'm more confused because now I don't know where you live anymore because, again, it's too hot. But we thank God for his loving kindness. Like Morris said, God called us to plant churches in East Africa. And when all this started, we felt God was calling us to plant 200 churches. And through God's grace, we have reached somewhere. At least with 130 churches that are being planted, we say God is good. And want to say thank you so much for being a part of this great work that is being done in East Africa. Church planting is the best that we can do when we are still on earth here. I think all of us, maybe some years back, we did not see death. Some of us were just seeing people dying of cancer. But now we see this pandemic that came claiming lives. I think it has taught us a lot. How, where are the people going? We've seen people die in thousands and thousands. Where are their souls right now? Without salvation, life becomes meaningless. We are here to say thank you so much for being a part of this great commission. Thank you for obeying the voice of the Lord, taking the word of God across countries, changing lives, showing them the way, doing what God has recommended you to do. So many of you have been too supportive. Financially, I know some of you have not been in Uganda or in Africa, but I know you have supported the teams that have been coming. You have supported financially. Some of you, you have come to Africa in person. I can see my brother there, Keith, and his wife. I can see my brother, Scott. When I see Pastor and Mama, she's always with me on Facebook and saying, oh, we are coming, we are coming. And I'm like, yes, we have to continue doing this until Jesus Christ comes back. I was telling people that, you know, everybody's worried. People are wondering why COVID came. But to me, that was like, I think, thank you, Lord, for the COVID. Because you know what? It is making us even to become wiser and even to see God even in a better way. And even to learn to appreciate God. Because you know what? When we see many people suffering to get just breathing becoming a problem, people on oxygen, you learn to realize, like to appreciate God for the oxygen he has been giving us every day, every morning. We no longer take God for granted for the oxygen that he's been giving us free. We have never even sat down and think about it, that if I don't have oxygen for like, I miss oxygen for just a few minutes, I will be no more. But God has been so faithful to us. God has been so good to us. Like Morris said, yes, we are doing church planting. Last year we were to plant 4 churches, but because of the pandemic, most of the groups never came. We ended up having only one group last year, and that was in Kenya. Because Uganda, the lockdown has been almost for 2 years we have been under lockdown. It has been very, very difficult for us. But I strongly believe that in the month of October, late September, this lockdown is going to be lifted. But despite all this that has been going on, I want to thank God so much that You know, one time I was sitting at the outside my house and I was like, God, what are we going to do? I feel empty. You know, people need the word. What are we going to do? They are dying. People need encouragement. I thank God that I was able at least to do women's conferences last year. And one women conference, I think two women conferences this year. I asked God to take me to countries, you know. When you ask God, what we ask is what God gives. Thank you so much for your support. Through your support, I was able to do a women's conference in Kenya, in Mumias. And we had over 300 women who attended. They were really, really encouraged. We were able also to do another women's conference in Uganda, two of them. And I'm so grateful to God that 2 weeks ago, before I came here, I got a chance to visit the country of Burundi in Bujumbura, where we had a women's conference in one of the churches there. That was my first time to go to that country. And I'm really grateful we're able to share with the women about a woman of faith. We had over 400 women who attended this women's conference. And we went and we ministered into a prison. We had almost 1,500 prisoners who were there, and so many prisoners trusted Christ because, you know, they have seen death. We do many things, but the most and the best thing we can do when we are still in this world is to preach the gospel. We can have cars, we can have houses, we can have all the money we have, but David calls it all, Solomon calls it all, chasing wind. You know, at the end of it all, what we go with, what we carry with us at the last is salvation, is Christ. If we can hold on Christ, that is the best that we can carry with us. And that's why we are like, we are going to continue pushing. We are here to encourage you to continue pushing, pushing, pushing. Some people right now are pushing to store food in their houses. As people are storing food in their houses when the pandemic is getting worse, as the pandemic is getting worse and worse and worse, people are storing food in their houses. We are making more and more masks, but we need to get more into the hearts of people and preach the gospel and make sure before these people, before the pandemic take these people, they get to know Christ. And that is our work, our duty to do when we are still here. So we are mainly here to say thank you so much for being part of this great commission, of this great job. You have done a lot. You have changed lives. We have seen homes changes. And some of the people you preach to have already gone to be with the Lord. So what a joy when we go back to heaven and meet them and they say, because you came, I've made it to heaven. Thank you so much. As we continue telling you more about the, actually we were able, there's a team that came from Oregon because Kenya is open. In fact, if you still want to come, Kenya is open. Because we work in Kenya, we work in Tanzania, you can still make a trip to Kenya right now. The team from Oregon came and were able to visit one of the churches that this church planted. Actually, our first church of Eldoret, you remember? The first time when we planted Eldoret Church, that church had never been visited. We had a wonderful time in the church of Eldoret. We visited schools, we visited prisons, we went from house to house, and so many lives come back to their creator. And actually, it's my appeal to you, if there is anybody still who would like, any lady who feels God is calling you to come and come alongside me. I'm planning on a huge conference in Kenya this year because I've been holding conferences in Uganda. This time we are doing a conference in Kisumu area where we are going to gather about 10 churches together, because in Kenya now we can do women's conference. We can reach out to the youth. We can do much. I'm planning on doing a women's conference in the month of December. Please join me. It's not cheap. It's almost $5,000, but I believe in a God who is going to provide. And if you are here and you want to join me, please come, because this is the time to work even more than we used to, because who knows, we are seeing already the signs of the end of the age. Because whatever we've been reading in the Bible, actually, I'm grateful that we are living in the days when the Bible is becoming a reality. Because sicknesses have come, and there is no cure. To me, yet there is no cure. Everyone is confused. I took the vaccine, I didn't take. I believe in it, I don't believe in the vaccine. I got the vaccine, but I still got the sickness. And that is the confusion, what is going on right now. Yeah. So this is the time to lift our eyes, like David said, that I lift my eyes upon the mountain. Where will my help come from? Our help is going to come from God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And what are we supposed to do is to do our work of continuing to spreading the gospel. Thank you so much for being a part of this, as Morris tells us about the Bible College.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much. We are very grateful. The Bible College I'm going to talk about was started under a tree. We started under a tree. And you know, we could not continue with church planting if we don't have preachers to go, we don't have pastors. The Bible College is the backbone of church planting, because we thought and say, what can we do if we start a church, there is no pastor? So we started under a tree. And this church has been part of that Bible College from day one, from under the tree. From under the tree, we build administration block. We were just hiring a room of 4 rooms, a house of 4 rooms with 45 students to 60. Can you imagine? 4 rooms, 60 students. And they have been there for many years. But we are very, very grateful for your church. Some of you may think, hey, where does our money go? I won't tell you where your money is going. And these are the things you have done. We build a dining hall, a storage. We build a dining hall and we build a hostel at the site. It is completed now. Those who will come in May, you will see where your money go. And you will praise God for that. I want to say thank you so much. Your church has been a church of love. Just as Paul talked about the Philippian church. I want to say thank you for all you have done to us. That now we'll have students who can be there in the hostel, 100, can accommodate 100. And we are really very grateful. We are very thankful. And not only that, when we began this work, I remember when we first came here and went back in 98, we had started church planting. And all our churches, the structure was mats. In fact, when you preach and the rain comes, we were suffering. I tell you, it could rain on you, but you are preaching. But God in heaven was seeing that I know there is a church called Grace somewhere. I'm going to make sure they come and make sure you don't preach in the rain anymore. So when we came here in 98 and we planted the first church where the orphanage is now, the brethren here, they came back and they saw those churches and they raised money to build 7 churches at a go. All of them, 7. They put the structure, they put everything. I want to say thank you so much. Those who are there know what I'm talking about. That is the truth. humble beginning becomes a greater. And God was with this work from that time to this time. We have served together. And so we have come back to say thank you. That God is using you people. All you are doing, God. God is wonderful. So we are very, very grateful. Whatever is happening in the world today is for us to learn. That you are living in somebody's house. This is not our own house. We are renting. God is the one who created the world. And again, he created us. The world belonged to him. We have nothing of our own here. In fact, when you created us, we find when the plants were there, the lakes were there, the water was there, everything was there. And they say, my children, now can you live in my home? But people are not understanding that this is not their home. There is an owner. There is an owner of this home. We just came here, poof, and there we are. But there is an owner of this home, and that is God. And that's why once sometimes you say, I'm asking these children, they don't understand how to live in this home. Do you know why you live here? And they, you see, I was, this year, my mind has been open. I saw a president putting on a mask. Then I asked myself, is this the president? That yes. And he tells, sit there, sit there, sit there. He also fears. Then I say, there is no one greater. All great ones, little ones, all were in a mask. Then he say, who is greater then? It's only God who is great. But we have come back to thank you, my brothers, for all you have done to us. That little school has produced almost 500 students. 500. Some have gone to work with our churches because we can't plant all for them. But praise God that they can go and serve somewhere else. And so we really want to say thank you so much. That may God continue blessing the works of your hand for what you are doing for us. Those who have never, please come. Come. Come where you are investing. Come. It is open. Come. Shall get you in the airport there and take you to hotel. There is hot water, everything. Don't worry about food. So you are welcome. And I want to say thank you. The churches are doing well. Even during this time of COVID, when the church opened, you see all the people flow back to the church. And you say, I thought people want to come. They come. They don't forget. So I want to say thank you.
Yes. We are here to say, come, don't fear COVID. Because we are not going to fear, because our God is greater than COVID. If he has protected us here, he is going to protect us even when we go out there to evangelize. And then the Bible says, and he told them that he told them that you fed me, and then you visited me when I was sick. And then they asked him, Lord, when did we visit you? When were you sick? When were you hungry? And he told them that when you fed the hungry, you fed me. When you visited the sick, you visited me. So many people right now in Uganda, because of the lockdown, have lost their jobs, are not working for a long time. They are really starving. Some of my neighbors had started even eating rats. Where we are living, we have a slum area. a slum area. You know what a slum is? Where they have over 1,000 people. And most of those people are scavengers. They scavenge around the town. And imagine with all the hotel restaurants closed, they have been looking for food in the garbage, when the garbage on the street is no more. So these people are starving. If you feel God is touching your heart and you want really to donate for food, there are people who are starving. Actually, in Uganda right now, people are like confused. Are we dying of COVID or we are dying of starvation? So you pray for those people in the villages. The rain, the yielding of food this time was not good. So people are really, really starving. Again, the best religion is the religion that takes care of orphans and widows. You know, that is the best religion. It's not saying I'm saved. Yes, look what I am. But the best religion, if you want to be the best religious man, we take care of the orphans and the widows. In our country, with a population of 47 million people, we have over 4 million orphaned children whose parents have died because of AIDS. You know, it's funny, as COVID came, people are quiet about AIDS, but AIDS is still alive and well, and so many people are losing lives. And these poor kids are being left behind. We again, like Morris said, we again continue thanking you for the good heart God has given you for supporting the children's home. We started up a children's home some years back. I remember it all started here. For some of you who were here by then, we just put our hands together and we prayed about it. It all started, actually the children's home started in our house. So many members were dying in our church and were leaving orphaned children without having where to take them. And because it was overwhelming, we came and we talked with our brothers here. We told them we have so many orphaned children, we don't know what to do with them. And I remember them saying, oh, why don't we look for land and buy and build a home? Through God's grace, we were able to build Grace International Children's Foundation. We started small with 25 kids. And now it has grown to 100 and I think almost 40 children right now. We started with a dormitory setting where we used to have our children in this one big room. But after some time, we thank God for his providence. Now we have built homes. So far we are building our house number 8. That is what we are building, and each house has at least 10 children and a mama so that they may be raised in a home setting. God has been so gracious to us that our first lot of children, they have graduated from the university, and most of them now have got jobs to do. We have got some of them who are, some of the children that we have been taking to school, we have got nurses. Some of the 2 children have been now hired at the children's home, at Luanda Children's Home. That's where they are working. Another one is working with microfinance. And that is all because of your effort. Thank you for loving, having the love of God, loving even people that you have never seen. You know, what you do in the life of somebody is very, very important. It's very, very important to take in these orphaned children. That's where the blessings come from. Giving them a hope, giving them a future. Sometimes when I see those children, they come crying and they're like, where would I be if it was not for Luanda Children's Home? Where would I be if I was not picked? I would still be scavenging, looking for food, eating in garbage. But now they have a future. They have a home. One of them told me that now I have a name. Yeah, they told me now I have a name. Thank you for giving them a name and making a difference in their lives. We have also I Choose You Children, it deals with the children. It's all about children, actually. It's all not about us now that we know the Lord. It's about those outside there. It's about others. And once we get to learn, it's not about me now. It's about those out there. What am I going to do? Because if Christ was to say it is about me, I'm in heaven, I'm comfortable, we would all be lost. But imagine, with all the glory, with all the golden streets as we read in the Bible, he left everything for the sake of the elect, and he came. Please, if you can join this, if you can support with the prayers, if you can support financially, if you can support by coming to be part of this great commission, we love you all and thank you so much for loving us. Thank you so much for always welcoming us here. Pastor, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to stand on this pulpit. Not many pastors like you will give people like us a pulpit that, oh, you can hear. You go and stand there. For sure, I want to let you know we do not take it for granted. Thank you for loving us, and may God bless you abundantly and give you more and more life. And all of you have been part of this court and all those ones I know. There are those who have never been to Uganda, but I know you have been supporting. Whenever we have come, you have hosted us in your homes. We have slept like kings. Wow. Yes. Mama there, we have stayed in her house. All of you, you have loved us. You have hugged on us. Thank you so much for being with that love of God. May God continue blessing you, bless your work and everything that you do, and keep you safe. And I know God is going to keep you safe because he still has a lot for you to do for him in his kingdom. May God bless you abundantly.
What we would like to do is pray for Morris and Ida. So if you would stand with me. I encourage you also, just as I think has been mentioned at least a couple times, please continue in prayer daily for what's going on over there, the heartaches they're going through, as well as the ministries they have. But it's an incredible work that we've been able to join in with. So please be in prayer continually for the ministry there in East Africa with Morris and Ida. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you so much for Morris and Ida. We're so grateful for you bringing them here safely to us, that they're able to visit us here and other churches, and we're so grateful for that. We're also grateful that we've been able to minister with them for some 21 years. We're thankful for the churches that have been established. We're grateful for the pastors' wives, and all that they do. We pray for the health of those churches. We pray for their elders to continue to be there to help the pastor, for deacons. We pray, Lord, for each one of those churches for spiritual growth and maturity, and for wisdom for Morris and Ida as they find themselves at different times, as we can expect, putting out little fires. We also pray, Lord, for I Choose You Ministry, and ask that you would be with that ministry. May you continue to bless it. May you continue to touch people's lives. And may you give those workers, like Ida, the strength to just keep moving ahead and plowing ahead, even when it's difficult. We pray, Lord, for the Bible College. And we ask for that Bible College that you would continue to bless it as you have already. We're so thankful that they have a place where they can study and eat meals and have adequate housing. We're grateful for the professors, and we do pray for the finances so that those different pastors can continue to have time that they can come and speak at the school to the students. We pray for the financial needs of the school. Lord, we also just want to pray for those churches we've planted, all those different folks. Thank you for those churches. Thank you that we're able to get surveys done for those churches that needed to have that for the government, and also for churches that don't have cement floors. Some of those churches have need plastering. We continue to pray for that ministry to go on, because we know those buildings have to stand firm because of weather and such. So we pray, Lord, for just the finances. Lord, most of all, we just pray that your hand would continue to be upon this ministry. We plan to stick with this ministry because we believe it's of you. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd give Morris and Ida the strength they need. And Lord, one more thing we pray for, and that is give them people that they can entrust, people that they can give opportunities to, so that those people can be raised up, so that when things slow down for Morris and Ida, as it does for all of us, they can carry on the work, the next generation. Help us to find, help them to find those individuals that they can give the ministry to and share it with, people they can trust. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.